That was the pianist Reuben James bringing to an end this week's edition of Jazz Record Requests with Skylark. Alan Shipton presented the programme from the Barbican in London as part of the London Jazz Festival. And we've more from the festival in just a moment here on Radio 3.
I'm Andrew McGregor at the Royal Opera House for Opera on 3, which conductor Sir Mark Elder calls one of the most significant works of the 20th century, Alban Berg's Wozzeck.
It's not just a simple story, it exists on so many different levels, as his music does. Although he was not known, really, at that time, he managed to fill the score with the right degree of humanity.
Simon Keenlyside stars as the downtrodden soldier whose soul is destroyed in front of us in this physically demanding production, with Carita Matala as the woman who betrays him and Sir John Tomlinson as the doctor for whom Wozzeck is no more than a medical experiment. Wozzeck by Alban Berg, Opera on 3 at the Royal Opera House, Monday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 6 o'clock, time now for Jazz Lineup, presented by Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's programme, highlights of two very exciting concert sets recorded at this year's EFG London Jazz Festival, featuring emerging pianist Bennett McLean. Bennett McLean, and more from that set later on. Plus, also coming up, concert music from UK saxophone giant Stan Saltzman, who celebrates his 65th birthday today. Happy birthday, Stan. Stan Saltzman, and more from Stan and his quartet later on. But first, to whet your appetite, let's backtrack with a vintage track from The Vaults featuring Stan Saltzman playing with another Stan, Stan Getz. From the album Change of Scenes, this is Kenny Clark, Francie Boland Big Band, and it's Touchstone.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded in 1971 in Cologne, that was a taster of Touchstone by the Francie Poland Kenny Clark Big Band, featuring solos by Stan Saltzman on soprano sax, Ronnie Scott on tenor, Art Farmer on flugelhorn, and the last solo was by the legendary saxophonist Stan Getz on tenor sax. Well, Stan Saltzman is a featured bandleader in one of tonight's concert sets, recorded at this year's London Jazz Festival, and more from him later on in the show. Well, next up, let's hear from bassist Avishai Cohen, who over the last two decades has earned his reputation as one of the world's great players. With his new album, Alma, his 14th as a leader, he's gone back to his roots with his first musical experience of classical writing and harmony. The album also features a string quartet with a difference. He's replaced one of the violins with a viola to a great effect. And as ever, the compositions are all self-penned, except for a Thad Jones composition and an Israeli folk song. Let's hear his own composition, Shloshra. That was the track Schlosser, taken from the new Avishai Cohen album, Alma. And Avishai will be performing with his trio at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London next February, from Monday the 10th to Thursday the 13th. And we hope that he'll be coming in and talking to us here on Jazz Lineup about the new record. And that's also going to be out in February. So we hope you enjoyed that early preview. Gretchen Pilato is an award-winning American jazz and world vocalist who won the Thelonious Monk Jazz Vocal Competition back in 2004, and is now enjoying a very successful career, appearing at many of the top international festivals around the world. Her approach is entirely unique, and she has a light and breezy tone which she uses to great effect, alongside her now trademark hand clapping, which is in evidence here on this live recording of her interpretation of a Herbie Hancock classic called Butterfly. She's joined by her trio, who are Taylor Hegsty on piano, Alan Hampton on bass, and Mark Giuliano on drums. Let's hear Gretchen Pilato singing Butterfly. Dum 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 d
You don't know the peace you bring. You show me the secrets and the ways to love every moment of the day. And flowers you kiss all come to life.
Butterfly by Herbie Hancock, taken from the eagerly awaited new CD from Gretchen Pallato, Live in New York City, which is a collection of 9 of her studio releases recorded in front of an enthusiastic New York audience. And if jazz vocals are your thing, it's worth checking out former jazz lineup guest Madeline Peru, who is currently in the midst of a UK tour. And she plays the anvil in Basingstoke tonight, and she's also at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall on December the 3rd. Another gig worth checking out is by pianist Nikki Iles, marking her 50th birthday celebration this year, featuring the stellar lineup, including the Printmakers and Norma Winston. That's all happening at King's Place in London on December the 7th, and Jazz Lineup will be recording that concert for a future broadcast. Next up, something from UK-based Swiss guitarist Nicholas Meyer and his new album Kismet, which is released on December the 4th on MPG Records. Just when he thought you'd heard every possible reinvention of John Coltrane's Giant Steps, hang on, have a listen to this. Thank you. jazz with a Middle Eastern kick to it and a completely new take on Coltrane's most famous composition, Giant Steps, played by Demi Garcia on percussion, Kevin Glasgow on bass, Lawrence Lowe on drums, and Nicholas Meyer on guitar. And that track was taken from his album, Kismet. Some gigs to look out for if you're planning on seeing some jazz in December. On the 6th, emerging trumpet star Laura Jerd and her quartet are at the Cube Cafe Bar in Derby. And also on the 6th of December, Scottish saxophonist and member of the Glasgow Improvisers Orchestra, Raymond MacDonald, who plays with pianist Marilyn Crispell at the Vortex Jazz Club in London. Also, look out for concert music on a forthcoming edition of Jazz on 3 featuring the Glasgow Improvisers Orchestra and Marilyn Crispell performing a new piece commissioned by Radio 3. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3 on FM, online and on digital radio. Saxophonist Stan Saltzman is without question one of the most highly respected musicians in the UK today. His career stretches back to the 1960s and he's been at the forefront of the European jazz scene since that time. Stan has played with many jazz giants including Stan Getz, which you heard at the top of the show, Clark Terry, Phil Woods and Gil Evans. An accomplished and distinguished composer, his music has been described by The Guardian as ravishing, delicious, powerful and direct. Stan was one of four acts who performed on the Jazz Lineup stage at the Claw Ballroom at the Southbank Centre on November the 16th as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. Today is Stan's 65th birthday, so congratulations to Stan. Let's hear him now with Ross Stanley on organ, Tim Giles on the drums, Nick Smart on trumpet and Stan, of course, on saxophone, playing the Rodgers and Hart classic with a twist. I didn't know what time it was. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. We started out with our arrangement of a standard called I Don't Know What Time It Was. And we're going to continue with a piece of mine which is called Amarada. Thank you. thank you. That was called Amarada. And I'm going to continue with another piece of mine. This is called McBrum. Thank you. Nick Smart on trumpet. Nick Smart. And Tim Giles on drums. And he's got a brand new toy here, so he's having great fun. Ross Stanley on organ. And we're going to finish with a piece. This is called Broomhill Sunrise, which came about because I did a tour a couple of years ago and going into Devon in the West Country, and we played a very wonderful place called Broomhill Sculpture Park, which I believe is in North Devon. If you're ever passing that way, it's a fantastic day out. All these huge sculptures in the gardens you can walk through. So this is called Broomhill Sunrise. I'm Stan Salzman, and thank you for listening to us. Thank you. Thank you. Nick Smart on trumpet, Nick Smart. Tim Giles on drums. Ross Stanley on organ. I'm Stan Saltzman. Thank you for being a lovely audience.
Stan Saltzman and his quartet with Broomhill Sunrise ending tonight's highlights of a concert set performed at this year's London Jazz Festival, recorded at the Claw Ballroom at London's South Bank Centre on November the 16th. And if you happen to be in the Midlands area, you might be lucky enough to catch Stan in action tonight when he plays the CBSO Centre in Birmingham with his Neon Orchestra. For more info on Stan and for all the titles played, check out the playlist and links on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. And it's worth checking out our photo galleries and our latest video, which features BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist, saxophonist Trish Clues, in conversation with some of her musical heroes, including pianist Gareth Williams and trumpeter and head of jazz at the Royal Academy of Music, Nick Smart. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. And more concert music coming up shortly, featuring emerging London-based pianist Bennett McLean and his quartet. But first, let's hear something from the brand new debut album from the John Lloyd Group. Saxophonist John Lloyd made a name for himself in the 90s as a much-respected free improviser, who was also lauded for his original compositions for jazz groups. This new outing sees him using more structured music full of groove and melody as a basis for improvisation, and he's joined by an impressive lineup of top UK jazz players who are pianist John Law, guitarist Rob Palmer, Empiricals bassist Tom Farmer, and Asif Circus on the drums. Here's the track taken from the CD Vanishing Points, and it's Mezzanine. out on the 33 Extreme label. That was the John Lloyd Group with Mezzanine, taken from their debut CD, Vanishing Points. You can hear John on the 7th of December at the Sherborne Jazz Club in Dorset, and on the 11th of December at Dempsey's in Cardiff. But time now for some more concert music, and this time from charismatic London-born pianist and singer Bennett McLean. His lineup features Duncan Eagles on sax, Max Luther III on bass, Mark Mondesia on drums, and Bennett McLean on piano. This set was recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage on November the 16th as part of this year's London Jazz Festival at the South Bank's Claw Ballroom. These highlights showcase in particular Bennett's piano stylings, which have been likened by the critics to Art Tatum, Elton John and Scott Joplin. This set opens with Bennett's version of Kenny Kirkland's Steepian Faith.
Thank you. Thank you ever so much, everybody, and welcome to the Claw Ballroom. Very happy to be here. So you're listening to, on the saxophone, Mr. Duncan Eagles. Drums, Mr. Mark Mondesi. Bass, Max Luther.
We'll be right back.
McLean and his quartet ending tonight's concert set highlights with his own composition, and that was part two of Number One Soul Brother. And before that, you heard his interpretation of Kenny Kirkland's Steepian Faith, and that set was recorded on the Jazz Lineup Free Stage at the Claw Ballroom at London's South Bank Centre on November the 16th as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. You can catch Bennett playing on the 13th of December at Jazz at the Fleece at the Stoke by Nolan Hotel. And into the new year, he has more UK dates lined up in February. So for more information on him, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's almost the end of this week's show. On next week's Jazz Lineup, Julian Joseph presents more music from this year's London Jazz Festival from Empirical. Remember, plenty more jazz on Jazz on 3 on Monday nights at 11 o'clock. And this week, Jez Nelson presents the inspired duo Meliana, pianist Brad Meldow and drummer Mark Juliana, recorded in concert at London's Barbican Centre as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. And more jazz later tonight at midnight with Jeffrey Smith, who picks some of the finest moments of saxophonist Paul Desmond. I'll sign off tonight with another band recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage at the South Bank Centre, and it's the Danius Palauskas group from Lithuania. Look out for that over the coming weeks, but by way of a preview, here is Danius and his group from their album Mixtum Compositum. It is the track Safaga. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
By the Danius Palauskas group, ending this week's Jazz Lineup, which was presented, as you heard, by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. Very good evening from me, John Shea, with you this Saturday night on BBC Radio 3. We're going back to the future, music from the 1980s, in our live concert in just a minute after this.
A service for Advent with carols. BBC Radio 3 takes you to the Chapel of St John's College, Cambridge, and a carol service where the liturgy looks forward to the celebration of the Nativity and beyond to the coming of Christ's kingdom, including the first performance of a new carol by Gabriel Jackson. The run-up to Christmas begins. A service for Advent with carols live from Cambridge, tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 7:30 now, and time for Radio 3 Live in Concert, which this evening comes from the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London. It's introduced by Paul Morley, and it begins with this music by Andrew Poppy.